Holding On for Dear Life. This is Murphy Gibbons. Past noon on September the 14th, 1919, on North Beach, 10-year-old Ted Fuller's family left their house in rising waters. His father told him to go to higher ground, to a house west of the railroad. His father and older brother were looking for a safer place. Ted, his mother, aunt, and sister took refuge in an empty house. The rain and spray were coming down in sheets, Ted said. We realized the house to the east of us was being pushed toward us. It was the Lyric home. As it came alongside, the Lyric family came out and waded to our porch. We had chairs on top of chests and stood on the tables to stay above the water. Down the beach, people sought shelter at the Carruth home. A huge wave broke through the windows and the house began to shift. People watched as other houses broke loose from their foundations. As the houses crumpled, walls crashed and the roofs fell flat. The wreckage became life rafts. The former Breakers Hotel was being used as a rehab hospital for World War I soldiers. The building provided a refuge for storm victims. The home of Bob Hall was being pulled apart. Hall, his wife, and his parents escaped through a second-story window into a turmoil of raging water 15 to 20 feet deep. They clung to storm debris for dear life. Mrs. Hall said, "My husband's parents were the first to drown. They were swept off a piece of house and drowned, with us helpless to aid them." She watched others die in the storm. Mrs. Terrell Brooks had one of her babies tied to her by a rope. She was on a piece of wreckage. The baby was swept overboard, and the rope pulled Mrs. Brooks under behind it. Mr. Brooks, exhausted from the struggle and disheartened at losing his wife and baby, was swept off the wreckage, and Mrs. Hall saw him drown. This is the third in a series on the 1919 storm. I'll talk more about it next week. This is Murphy Gibbons.